Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hasn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
On the Joe Messina Show. You don't even have to go far. We are here. That simple. All right. You know, seriously, I mean, get involved, get engaged. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll, enjoy, get involved with the live chat room that's happening right now. Before we move on to some of the other things, you guys know that for years, I was never one of those deep state people. I was never one of those people that believed that there was this, like, deep, dark, underlying tone of government. I just believed that what we could see were the ones that were just corrupt and disgusting and terrible and the whole nine yards. But as you look at what's going on right now, you look at what's going on with the documents that, at the Trump residence, if you would. And you look at what they're talking about charging him with, possibly indicting him on this. And then the Georgia DA that wants to indict him. Right? And then the New York DA, and the way that they're laying out these cases in the middle of time that he should be out there, drumming up votes on the campaign trail. You cannot tell me that this was all planned or wasn't all planned. You can't tell me. Right? And yet, Joey B., Hunter Biden, nothing. If you don't think this is going to, and it's not just because it's Trump, but if you don't think this is going to start some kind of civil war, then you're out of your mind because you're asking for it. You Dems are actually asking for it. Every piece of law that you try to apply to Trump, you refuse to apply to your side, to the Hunter Bidens of the world. How does that happen? Really, think about it. How does that happen? It happens when you're evil and deceitful. That's when it happens. That's how it happens. And so I've got no other way to go but to say they are evil and they are deceitful. Either the law applies to everybody or it applies to no one. Right? That simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you got something to say, something to add to the conversation, should you want. All right, Utah Representative Chris Stewart. He's going to step down from Congress in September, which will spark a special election. Right? I find this stuff very interesting. He officially submitted his letter of resignation for Congress. In a letter to Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Stewart said that he would be stepping down as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives effective September 15th. He says, it's been one of my great honors, yeah, you know, blah, 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 whatever. He's been there for six terms. He's announced his plans to leave Congress because of his wife's illness. His resignation letter will leave open a Republican seat on the House Appropriations and Intelligence Committees. Now, it's going to reduce the already narrow GOP majority to just four seats. You know, I mean, this is a family member. This is his wife, the woman he loves. I get it. Now, Utah law states that the governor must call for a special election in the event of a House vacancy. Once Stewart makes the resignation official, Republican Governor Spencer Cox will have 7 days to set a time frame for a primary and special election. Now, the law requires that those dates to be the same as municipal primary and general elections. And so unless they appropriate the funds to hold a separate election. Now, Stewart's, if you think about it, his leaving leaves one less seat in the House. It really shouldn't affect much of anything. It's only one seat, one vote right now. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse. Now, the district is reliable Republican. Stewart defeated a Democrat challenger by more than 30 percentage points. So they're not worried about losing the seat to a Democrat. It's still, like I said, though, it is still crazy as to how close we have and how fragile our lead is. How fragile, frankly, the Republic is at this point. Well, the FBI now has decided they're willing to allow all House Oversight Committee members to view the Biden doc alleging criminals the scheme, right? Now, the FBI is willing to allow, according to them, according to their people, members of the House Oversight Committee to view the subpoenaed document that alleges President Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme. The source familiar said that all members of the panel would be able to view the document, an FBI-generated 1023 form in a secure location. It is unclear whether the secure location would be in a SCIF, that's a sensitive compartmental information facility, on Capitol Hill, although all have to go to FBI headquarters. Now, Fox News confirmed that the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, he accepted the FBI's offer late Wednesday and canceled the committee's planned Thursday vote to hold the FBI director, going to hold Christopher Wray in contempt, and all of a sudden the document becomes available. I can't even imagine. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. No, you enjoy the horn. I love brass. So about you guys. I love brass. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5560. The amount of lies that these guys will tell to try to nail Donald Trump. Whatever they got to do to take him down. Anything they got to do, they're going to do. Or try to do, anyway. Now, we're talking... Well, I'm talking anyway. Well, the FBI now all of a sudden has decided to allow the whole committee to see the letter they've been hiding. Totally ridiculous. Unreal and totally ridiculous. The local news source, they confirmed that House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, he accepted the FBI's offer late Wednesday. And then what did he do? He canceled the committee's planned Thursday vote to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt. He's going to allow all members of the committee now to review the record, receive a briefing, and so on. What about the change of heart? After weeks of refusing to even admit the FD 1023 record existed, right? So it didn't exist? Don't know what you're talking about? Don't have it? Oh, yeah, well, that one. Yeah, we have that one. But you can't see it. Yeah, no. Think about what these guys have been doing. So the FBI has caved and is now allowing all members of the Oversight Accountability Committee to review this unclassified record that memorializes a confidential human sources conversation with a foreign national who claimed to have bribed then-Vice President Joe Biden. And they have proof of the money transfers. What are they going to do now? Americans have lost trust in the FBI, their ability to be the law enforcement agency that they, you know, look at. We've known this for a while now, right? I mean, they no more. They're not that pristine law enforcement organization that they always were meant to be or were, actually. Their ability to enforce the law impartially, demand answers, transparency, accountability, all of that, yeah, not there anymore. Now they're going to allow the Oversight Committee, all members, to review the record. This might be an important step to conducting oversight of the FBI. Now, Comer added, and this was a big deal, right? You have an Oversight Committee because the FBI was given, you know, a lot of power. And now, how do you keep that power in check? You have to have an oversight, some kind of oversight that has more power than they do. Now, Comer added that the allegations in the record are not closed, reiterated that the committee's confidential human source was highly credible and trusted. So they admit that this thing is real, and they could believe in it, and they could trust it. So we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, seriously. The document allegedly describes a $5 million criminal scheme involving then Vice President Joe Biden, a foreign national. They were exchanging money for potential policy changes, or for him to push them when he was VP. You know, the FBI brought the FD 1023 form to Capitol Hill on Monday, right, for Comer and Rask in to review it. Now, what's really funny is that somehow Raskin didn't see the same document that Comer saw. Had nothing there. Right? I mean, this is how far they're going to try to protect Joey B. This is how far they're willing to go to try to protect Joey B. The FBI initially offered to allow Comer to review the document at FBI headquarters. But getting to Comer's threats to hold Wray in contempt in Congress, they've now offered additional accommodations for whatever reason. But Comer did come out and said, listen, the FBI is still not in compliance with the subpoena to turn over the physical document. They're only going to let us see it. Yeah, they can make a copy of it, I believe. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over unclassified records. And he said, now we're going to initiate the... Now, the contempt charges have not been dropped. They've been put on hold. Right? Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within the record, Congress must investigate further. So the investigation's not dead. This is only the beginning, he said. So, the FBI on Monday said that the move to hold a director in contempt was unwarranted, as the Bureau has continually demonstrated its commitment to accommodate. No, it hasn't. I want to know what these people are smoking. I would love to know what kind of drugs they're using, what they're smoking, how it is they look at this stuff and truly believe that they're accommodating what they've been asked to do. Nobody with two brain cells could look at this and say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, they're being good. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Yeah, not on your life. Anyway, this common sense safeguard is often employed in response to the congressional requests and in court proceedings to protect important concerns such as physical safety of sources. All right, so you know what? Take that person's name off it. You've already admitted that the source is trusted and valued. Unbelievable. So take your name off of there. I don't know any other way to put it, right? And then use the content for the investigation. Meanwhile, Comer said the FBI officials confirmed Monday that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. Oh, why is this the first time we've heard this? I mean, we should have done this for a while, right? And now we know that even though Joe Biden said the White House would not interfere at all with the Hunter Biden, investigation. Now, some of us knew better. Right? But they wouldn't interfere at all. The IRS whistleblower comes forth. They are interfering. And they're still interfering today. And, you know, again, some of us already know this. We already know what's going on. Comer added that there are facts and no amount of spin, frankly, lies from the White House or the congressional Democrats could change the information. They have a proven, trusted, confidential human source who provided the Biden information. Right? And the FBI, they said it was a pre-existing FBI source who had been used multiple times in multiple investigations. Going to have a hard time discrediting him. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is sending help to Canada as that country deals with dozens of remote wildfires, which are sending smoke across the eastern half of America.
We have already deployed over 600 U.S. firefighters and personnel, as well as equipment like water bombers.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, tens of millions of Americans from the Northeast to the Deep South are now dealing with some smoke from those fires. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a surprise trip to the border in Arizona on Wednesday. DeSantis said his state is not a sanctuary state.
We have put forth resources to assist with the transportation of illegal migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening criminal prosecution of DeSantis for transporting migrants from Central and South America. Newsom has argued the transfers were done under false pretenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Come on, everybody likes a good bass line. If you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Just get. I don't know any other way to put it, right? Just be involved. It's really that simple. All right. God, I had so many things I want to get to. Where was it? Oh, yeah, that's the story I wanted. This is, again, this is the stuff that makes guys like me crazy. Because there's absolutely no reason on this green God earth, right, that we should be doing these crazy things to our veterans. So Mississippi veterans now have found in this cemetery, they've replaced the American flag with the gay pride flag. What if you're a straight Christian and you're buried in that graveyard? That's terrible. No, seriously. Why is it that gets to happen? That takes precedent? The Biloxi National Cemetery in Mississippi is a graveyard for war veterans. They've raised a gay pride flag to fly among the American flags. The decision was made possible by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He authorized all VA facilities to raise the LGBT flag. Now, why, I don't know. What makes that flag so much more special than any other flag? Why not the MIA flag, right? No, seriously. We don't know if they're dead or alive. a Memorial Day? Why weren't all those flags raised? What gives the LGBTQ flag that much more prominence? A spokesman for the Biloxi VA said that the flag is just a symbol of inclusion. I love that word, inclusion, don't you? It works for everything but Christians. That's the only ones that can't be included. Anyway, if you it indicates to veterans that if you wore the uniform of the VA, you are welcome here. You're already there. Right? You're dead and buried, for God's sakes. What, do you have to tell the dead they're welcome there? I'm very confused. We really shouldn't have to ask this question, but it seems necessary, right? Got to go back to basics. Why should the American Veterans Cemetery fly the American flags? It's that simple, right? Our veterans fought and died under the United States. Flying the American flag in cemetery symbolizes that a country acknowledges their sacrifices. They defended and honored the United States until their last breath. And you can put the flags of the, you know, secondarily, you can put the flags of the different services. That makes perfect sense. But to put up a gay pride flag, to put up a, I don't even know if they have it, you know, but a Happy Women's Month flag. I don't know, whatever it is, what sense does that make? Right, the question we might really ask ourselves is, before replacing the American flag with an ideological symbol, what did these men and women die for? Look at, you've seen people from the gay community step up and say the only pride flag we should be flying is the American flag. People in that community. Right? And the LGBT, I'm sorry, the flag has been absconded. What it means now is probably not what it meant when it first came about. All right? I mean, it has gone off the rails big time, and even people in that community are uncomfortable with some of the things that are being done in the name of that community. Mississippi resident Carl Boynton, he put it well in his Facebook response. He says, take down American flags, replace them with pride flags is a disgrace. All people are represented by the stars and stripes. Black, white, Latino, gay, straight, Christian, Jewish, Muslim. All are represented under the U.S. flag. Progressives won't come near the real definition of sacrifice. They'll do everything they can to get what they want. See, definitions are not acceptable. We've said this, we've talked about this before. I told you, in my book, you find it on Amazon, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the very first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. Because if you have absolutes, you have a right and wrong. You have a way that things have to be done. And it's not good. They can't handle it, because now you can't wiggle out of it. You would have to admit that what you did was wrong. Progressives won't come near the definition of sacrifice. They'll do everything they can to get what they want, even at the expense of our children. Right? They're flying, they're posting the LGBTQ flag inside of children's classrooms. They'll have their children undergo irreversible surgery so everyone knows that they're inclusive. You listen to some of these parents talk afterward. When they realize they've made a mistake, what do they say? I just wanted to be inclusive. You have browbeat them. But that's our fault too. Yeah, you guys who have raised this generation of parents, you gave them nothing to stand on. I mean, seriously, they're so worried about not being part of the clique. Not being part of the in crowd, not being part of the group, that they're willing to hurt their children over it. What did you raise? I know, I keep going back to the parents, but I do it on purpose. If you look at this pattern, it reveals the VA's real intention. It's virtual signaling. Look, I wonder how many, what the percentage of people buried in these cemeteries are gay or lesbian, transgender, whatever, right? Let's say it's 20%. which is like double high. I realize that. But I'm doing this on purpose. How many of them are black? Or Asian? Anything along those lines? I don't know what those percentages are. 11, 12, 13, 27? But 100% of those people buried are Americans. 100% of those people fought what the American flag stands for, which is why it should be the only flag flown at these places, along with, subservient to, the American flag would be the military flags, because those people for sure served in those services. Their sexual orientation, the color of their skin, their religious belief comes in like a third. So, I agree. It's nothing but virtue signaling. Right? It's nothing more than this kind of garbage. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I'll say it. It's ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so that you are part of the solution. You know, again, so much more. Well, we did have one graduation speech about God, right? Faith-based success. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. You know, we'll also go, I may not do that one tonight. I think I'll wait to check that one out on my own. Right? But we do have a paleontologist, and now debunked, Dr. Lee Berger, debunked the myth about humans, how they came about. Uh-oh. This can't be good. They won't care. Sounds good, though. It doesn't stop, doesn't it? I'm still waiting. Like I said, I'm still waiting for that. What was it? The missing link. They're not there. And not only is it not there, they don't even know what to do with it. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Remember, seriously, you tune in, read the articles, get informed, then make your decision, okay? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure. It's always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, you know, just being part of the conversation, really what it boils down to, right? Seriously. All right, let's move on to some of the, let's hit some of these short, crazy stories. Graduation speech has gone viral for a faith-based definition of success. The speaker said you're made in the end. Well, look at a South Carolina high school graduate speech has gone viral for encouraging her classmates to reframe how they define success. While speaking at a graduation ceremony, Lydia Owens, she's a valedictorian, and senior class president at Woodmont High School, told her fellow graduates that their future accomplishments should not be a measuring stick. Even if you accomplish all of your dreams, or none of them, you're still valuable. You're still good enough because you're made in the image of God. Owens explained that when her mother died 2 years before that, she realized neither her academic success nor her other accomplishments were what gave her value. When everything when everything else in her life was uncertain, the only person that she could depend on to stay the same all the way through was Jesus. I'm surprised they didn't shut off her mic, put shackles on her, and throw her in jail. Right? That would have been amazing. When everyone else in her, again, Owens told the WHNS that her mother was a strong role model of faith for her in her life. She's the reason I have such a strong faith, Owens said. She wants me to be my best. She wants me to keep going. In a final words to her class, the valedictorian encouraged them, saying, you don't have to worry about whether or not you'll be a success because, well, God promises that his grace is sufficient for you and that his power is made perfect in our weakness. Owens, I mean, I'm not going to get all theological on you, so I'm not going to explain that to you. Some of you may already know what it means. Others, do your own research. Owens said that the response to her speech, though, has been overwhelmingly positive. She got 40,000 views by people that weren't even part of, part of her school or what have you. And, you know, usually, when you have these kind of things being said, people lose their minds. Oh, you can't talk about God in a public forum. A young lady by the name of Sarah says, I was in attendance, was blown away at her boldness and the truth. I was admittedly surprised, but also thrilled that she was permitted to have all of it in her speech. When she started talking about, however you define success, will leave you empty. I thought, go girl. Right? I mean, seriously. Success doesn't always make you happy. Doesn't always fill you up. You know, I'm just talking about this on another person's show today. How we've been Facebookized, Twitterized. You see these couples that, they're at the beach. They're having a good time. They're showing you how sexy they are. The food they're eating, the room they're staying in, and all you do is get filled with envy. You think that couple's successful. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't truly know what their relationship is like. You know, I see some of these couples, excuse me, ladies, a woman's got like a 2-carat ring on her finger and loves to shine it and let you see it. And you sit there and think to yourself, would she be as happy with her spouse if she had a $59 silver band? Just asking. Is it the ring that makes your marriage? Is it the size of the rock that makes your marriage? Or is it the true loyalty you have for each other, commitment you have? Another one said that bold leaders like her is what gives me hope for the world. She reportedly plans to attend Anderson University in the fall. She wants to major. Oh, God bless her. She wants to major in elementary education. Thank God. Thank God we have somebody that has a power higher than them that they're willing to believe in to teach these kids, to give them hope, to tell them there's more out there for them than they're pretty useless and they're only going to be non-binary, non-this, non-that, non-whatever. Just irritating as heck. Conservatives bring the House to a halt. I mean, they're pretty teed. A small block of conservatives, like the bomb throwers, are holding the floor of the House of Representatives hostage, forcing GOP leaders to cancel votes pretty much for the rest of the week. For a second straight day, conservatives blocked several leadership-backed bills from moving forward. They're protesting Speaker Kevin McCarthy's handling of the debt deal. Now, the brazen revolt means that this hard right faction made up mostly of House Freedom Caucus members. Look at it. If he was a good leader, he would have seen this coming. The fight that he had to do just to get the seat he wanted, and the fact that he really didn't get much of anything in the deal. Now, the Freedom Caucus members, well, they have ground legislation on the chamber floor to a screeching halt. House leadership couldn't hold the line. Now we hold the floor. That's according to Representative Matt Getz. You know, a fierce McCarthy critic. I mean, really, he was really upset that McCarthy won. Lauren Bobbitt, she also replied to Getz's tweet. By Wednesday evening, after the hours of talks with the hardliners, McCarthy told reporters that no votes would be held for the rest of the week and that the House would come back in session on Monday and we'll make up our work next week. Oh, yeah, of course you will, while you keep the rest of us trying to wonder what's going on, right? He said, this is extremely difficult. No, like, look, does it show that he wasn't ready for the job if he didn't know this was happening? Some of these members, they don't know what to ask for. There are numerous different things that they're frustrated about. No, they're frustrated about that you gave so much away, right, in your negotiations. You virtually got nothing. On Tuesday, Gates and Boebert and nine other conservatives took the extremely rare step of bucking GOP leadership and teaming up with Democrats to vote no on procedural rules. Right, the rule failed. Well, the rule failed on the House floor. It's the first time this has happened since 2002. It shows you the weak grip that McCarthy actually has. Seriously. The conservatives said that McCarthy's debt deal with Biden did not cut enough spending. They accused GOP leadership of retaliating against conservatives Rep. Andrew Klein out of Georgia for voting against the rule of debt package last week. GOP leaders had hoped to try again, right, to pass a rule governing a suite of bills, including two to protect gas stoves from federal bans. But House went into recess. No agreement had been reached. Listen, I don't know about you guys. I think this is great. This is actually how it's really supposed to work. The parties were never meant to be lockstep with each other. Right? I mean, it's good that the power can sway from one side to the other. Doesn't matter what you believe, that everything should be Republican, everything should be Democrat. That's wrong. Dead wrong. One conservative McCarthy ally, Representative Thomas Massey, he argued that the Gang of 11 is needlessly holding up conservative legislation and could instead create both a bipartisan bill to move to the House. Well, I think what they're doing, from what I've read, is they've stated what they want. They're tired of fighting for it. They've stated what they want. And they want McCarthy just to do it. Put it in the bill. You know what we want. You know what we're looking for. You know the help that we need. But they're not interested. And again, I'm glad they're pushing back. I'm glad he's getting pain. Let's go to the phones. Dave out of San Francisco, you want to talk about the Biden crime family. Go for it.
Oh, thanks. And by the way, you were talking about that girl doing the valedictorian speech. I saw a similar article just yesterday. There was a girl up in South Dakota, a Native American girl that wore a feather in her hair, and those fake Christians demanded that she took that feather out of her hair.
I don't know if I called them fake Christians. I'd say they were wrong. They should have allowed her to wear what she wanted to wear, and that would have been fine.
Well, right. And this whole idea of, they on one hand pretend that the religion is their right, but they deny it from somebody else. So you got to watch out.
And Dave, you should go buy a lottery ticket because I agree with you. I think they should have allowed that young lady, if she was chosen to do the speech, to do what she wanted to do.
Right. Now, regarding Biden, every time something goes wrong with Trump, this phony Biden crime family thing pops up. Did you hear about the flooding?
You called Trump the crime family. So Biden's angelic. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. Having those things in his garage was fine. Sorry. I'm sorry I got to you late. Just have to call back tomorrow. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.